I'm Lisa. Today, we're tackling a fascinating topic: how to adapt teaching methods for different developmental stages and learning styles. It's a big one, James, but so important.
Absolutely, Lisa. The way students learn and process information can vary so much depending on their age, developmental stage, and even their preferred learning style. Let's start with Piaget's theory of developmental stages, shall we?
Sure thing. Piaget identified stages like the concrete operational stage for younger learners and the formal operational stage for older students. Four primary-aged kids in the concrete operational stage, hands-on tools and concrete examples work best. Think timelines, physical checklists, and even role-playing activities.
Right. Those visible planning tools really help make abstract concepts tangible for them. I love the idea of using sentence starters for reflection too, like, I chose this because, or next time, I'll try. What about older students in the formal operational stage?
For them, it's all about hypothetical and strategic thinking. You can introduce activities like conditional planning. For example, if I try method A, then B might happen. They can also create their own evaluation rubrics or reflect independently on what strategies worked and why.
It's like giving them ownership of their learning process, isn't it? Now, that brings us to Kolb's learning styles. Can we talk about how these styles, activist, reflector, theorist, and pragmatist, play into classroom strategies?
Definitely. Activists or accommodators love to dive right in. They need quick practice cycles, like testing a prototype and adjusting immediately. Reflectors, on the other hand, benefit from longer pauses to think and journal. Group reflection sessions also work wonders for them.
So true. And then there are theorists, who thrive on logical models and structured reasoning. They need explicit explanations of why a strategy works. Pragmatists, though, want to apply what they've learned to solve real-world problems. They're all about testing plans and reporting on their effectiveness.
Exactly. And let's not forget serialists versus holists. Serialists prefer step-by-step instructions, while holists like the big picture view. It's important to teach both styles, like having serialists practice making concept maps and holists work on procedural checklists.
That's a great point. It's about building flexibility in how students approach tasks. Speaking of which, differentiation is key, isn't it? How do we tailor activities for students with varying levels of prior knowledge?
Well, for students with less prior knowledge, you can offer simpler, scaffolded templates. These might include prompts or examples to guide them. For more advanced learners, you could challenge them to design alternative strategies or predict outcomes in different contexts.
That's a brilliant way to stretch their thinking. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about metacognition, the process of thinking about how we think. How can we embed metacognition into everyday classroom activities?
One way is through formative assessment tasks that require students to explain their thinking, not just provide answers. For example, in maths, you could ask, which strategy did you use and why? Where did you check your work? Or in reading, they could write a two-sentence strategy report, like, I used skimming for structure and checked by summarizing each paragraph.
I love that. It's simple but so effective. You could also incorporate lab reports with sections like, what was my plan? What did I monitor? What adjustments did I make? It helps students reflect on their process.
And don't forget about rubrics. A good metacognitive rubric might score things like explicit planning, evidence of monitoring, and how effectively students adjusted their strategies. Sharing the rubric beforehand helps students aim for those targets.
Right, and it turns assessment into a learning tool rather than just a grade. Let's talk routines. What are some quick, practical routines teachers can adopt tomorrow to build metacognitive habits?
I'd start with a plan-check-reflect minicycle. Spend 3 minutes planning, 10 to 20 minutes working, and then 3 minutes reflecting at the end. You can even add a 30-second check halfway through using tools like traffic light cards, green for on track, yellow for slow, and red if they're stuck.
I like that it's simple and keeps students engaged. Pair writing journals are another great idea. One column for strategy notes during the task, and another for reflections afterward. And how about weekly learning logs?
Oh, those are fantastic. Students can record one strategy that worked, one that didn't, and set a goal for the next week. You can also integrate tech tools, like an LMS checklist for process steps or collaborative docs where pairs log monitoring notes.
Tech can be such a game changer. Even short online quizzes with metacognitive prompts like predict which question will be hardest, or reflect on your performance afterward can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And teachers can give formative feedback that praises metacognitive moves, like, good job planning time limits. I noticed you checked your assumptions halfway. It reinforces those habits.
It's all about helping students build awareness of their own learning processes. Before we wrap up, Lisa, can you give us a quick example of a lesson plan with metacognition embedded?
Of course. Start with a 5-minute intro where the teacher models a planning template. Then, students spend 15 minutes planning and drafting, with a mid-task traffic light check. After that, the teacher models one live revision, showing how to improve clarity. Finally, students revise using peer feedback and finish with an exit reflection, like, which strategy helped most? What will I try next time?
That's a perfect way to integrate metacognition into the flow of a lesson. Well, I think we've covered a lot today, from Piaget and Kolb to routines and metacognitive strategies. Any final thoughts, Lisa?
Just that adapting to developmental stages and learning styles is about meeting students where they are and helping them grow. It's challenging but so rewarding.
Well said.